Steve. Thank you all for coming today, and I'd like to congratulate the organisers of this excellent demonstration, the Counter Olympics Network. Give them a big round of applause. As people have said, Danny Boyle's opening ceremony has had a lot of praise, partly because it was multicultural, it showed some protest, and it put the NHS right at the centre, and that's fantastic, and I say well done to Danny Boyle for that. But at the same time, what he couldn't say and didn't say was what the government's doing to the NHS at the same time as it's spending all this money on the Olympics. They spent upwards of £12 billion, maybe some say £20 billion on the Olympics, but they are, over the 5 years of this government, they are planning £20 billion of cuts to the NHS. And that's the disaster, and that's what we need to point out. Everything they've done, everything this government does, and everything they've done in the organisation of the Olympics has run completely in the opposite direction to what Danny Boyle was trying to do last night. The Olympics have made a load of records already. Record number of arrests on the first day of any Olympic Games. Record ticket prices so high that they exclude vast sections of society from even getting any chance to go there.
99%.
A record corporate grip on the Olympics. They have created in that stadium a monoculture. A monoculture that is being policed by the security that we're all paying for, that don't allow you in if you've got a dissident t-shirt or an unauthorised sandwich. It is a complete absurdity, and it is a mad expenditure of taxpayers' money. But they've also broken records when it comes to the militarisation of these games. And we've looked into the figures. And in China and Sydney and all the other Olympics, they have never spent anything like the amount of millions of pounds that they have spent on security at the Olympics 2012, and they have spent on weapons and all of these things. And I think one of the worst things about the Games has been the hyping up of the whole security issue. It is a joke that there are more British soldiers on the streets of London now than at any time since the Second World War. It is a joke that there are actually more troops in London now than there are even in Afghanistan. And I think that we need to say to people, when they talk to us about security, there is one simple thing they could do to make the British streets safer, and that is not sending missiles and troops into Bow, but get the troops out of Afghanistan and stop threatening more wars. And I want to end just by saying this. They say the Olympics holds a mirror up to the society that they're created in and they're put on in. Well, if that's the case, then I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us, unfortunately. As the Olympics have been going on and as the hype has been increasing week on week and day on day, and the media have obediently put out the Olympic propaganda, behind the scenes we know two things have been happening that are really important. One is, it's been proved that Britain is in the longest recession since the Second World War. And the other is that the euro economies are going to the wall. There is economic carnage going on across Europe. And if we allow them to continue these policies, we will find our society is being ripped apart. The fabric of our society is being broken up. The other thing is, there is, unfortunately, a new drift to war in the Middle East. There is no doubt, though they're reluctant over Syria, they're now being talking about the possibility of an intervention in Syria, and that the longer game is they want to mount another war against Iran. I think there's very little doubt about that, that sometime in the next few months they will be putting in place and they will be talking about seriously attacking Iran, and there's the potential of a regional war breaking out across the Middle East. And so I say three things to end on. One is, we've got to keep up the campaign against the Olympics and the corporatisation of the Games, and the next date is the 31st of this month when Deepak are organising a protest. I want everyone here to come along to that. The second thing I want to say is that I think everyone needs to start organising against the possibility of another war in the Middle East. And the third thing is this, the big appointment against austerity, against the cuts, against the kind of priorities that this government is foisting on us is October the 20th. The TUC have called a mass demonstration against the cuts and against austerity. We've got to make sure that is a monster demonstration that can put this government on the back foot, that can end austerity and get some decent priorities back into this society. Thank you very much.